Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. So this is the last evening of our retreat, and yes, please.
Nous sommes arrivés au dernier soir de la retraite.
And I thought actually maybe you would like to suggest something what I should talk about. It might be a nice idea to round things off, because I don't have a fixed, you know, routine, which talk I give on which evening or so. It's very flexible, but of course I want to relate to something which is of interest to you, so that's why I'm asking. Do you have any topic or theme which you would like me to reflect a little bit upon?
J'ai pensé que pour ce soir peut-être que vous aimeriez proposer un thème ou quelque chose dont je pourrais parler. Je n'ai pas de programme fixe, mais il y a peut-être quelque chose que vous aimeriez écouter.
Otherwise, I can always pull a rabbit out of my sleeve. If it's necessary.
Sinon, je peux toujours trouver quelque chose. C'est moins poétique que comme d'habitude.
Okay, maybe we also have tomorrow. You know, the ending of the retreat for final questions and so forth. So I always find intriguing some of these stories in the Buddhist scriptures where more the kind of mythological scenes are presented, and as you can, those of you who are familiar with the scriptures will know that there's a lot of mythology coming into scriptural scenery.
Oui, il reste aussi demain pour poser des questions. Mais je suis toujours intriguée par les histoires qu'on trouve la mythologie qu'on trouve dans les histoires. Il y a beaucoup de mythologie.
And as you might be familiar with, you know, the Indian understanding of history is very different to our understanding of history, you know, the kind of nice, neat and literal linear account. This is not how Indian society views history. It has never been viewing it like that.
Et vous le savez peut-être que en Inde, leur idée de l'histoire n'est pas du tout linéaire. Donc le passé historique ne raconte jamais d'une façon linéaire. Pas comme nous qui sommes très, très rationnels.
And it's actually said that before the time of the Buddha, there was actually no historical account at all of anything happening in India. It's very vague, the history, more than 2,600 years. Beyond this, yes, there's of course some scriptural accounts, there's the Vedic scriptures, the Patanjali sutras, for example, the Yoga sutras are there. But this is of course not historical. This is quite obvious, very often, quite mythological.
Donc, en fait, avant les textes bouddhistes, on dit qu'il n'y a vraiment aucun texte historique qui a été écrit en Inde. Donc ça remonte, l'histoire du Bouddha remonte il y a 2600 ans. Et avant ça, bien sûr, il y a les écrits du Veda, par exemple le Patanjali Sutta, mais ce sont des textes mythologiques.
And even when we read some of the accounts of what's supposed to be the life story or history of the Buddha, we repeatedly have these mythological figures turning up.
Et même quand on lit les textes qui racontent la vie du Bouddha, elles sont aussi pleines d'êtres mythologiques.
Beings from other realms of existence appear, especially, you know, from heavenly realms, you have beings who occur.
Il y a des êtres d'autres sphères de l'existence, surtout des sphères sublimes, des paradis.
There are mythical snakes appearing who actually protect the Buddha.
Il y a aussi des serpents mythiques qui viennent protéger le Bouddha.
And then there's of course Mara. You've heard of Mara, huh? Mara, the tempter, the embodiment of, I would say in Buddhist parlance, is the embodiment of delusion, of ignorance.
Et puis il y a aussi Mara, dont vous avez probablement parlé, qui est l'incarnation de l'ignorance, de la délusion.
And of course Mara, the word Mara actually simply means death. That's what it means.
Le mot Mara veut simplement dire la mort.
And so Amara is the deathless, non-death.
Donc Amara, c'est le sans-mort.
And when Ajahn Zomelo founded this second monastery in England, he called it Amaravati, so it's the realm of the zone of the deathless.
Et donc Ajahn Zomelo, quand il a fondé le second monastère de cette tradition en Angleterre, il l'a appelé Amaravati, donc c'est le royaume de la non-mort.
And so that's of course referring to the practice, the goal of the practice, we could even say.
Donc c'est une référence à la pratique, au but de la pratique.
And Ajahn Zomelo in particular never held back on this score that the realization of the deathless, this was what the Buddha's teaching was all about, nothing less, nothing more, nothing less than that.
Et Ajahn Zomelo a toujours été très clair que le but de la pratique a toujours été la réalisation de la non-mort, rien d'autre que ça.
And so when we're looking into some of the stories, of course, one of my favorite stories is the stories of the Siddhartha Gautama himself, the way his journey to become an awakened one. If you have never read it before, I recommend it. It's a beautiful story.
Et une des histoires que j'aime le plus dans les textes est en fait l'histoire de la vie de Gautama. Si vous ne l'avez pas lu, je vous le recommande.
Right up to his awakening.
Juste après son éveil.
But it doesn't stop there, of course, fortunately for us.
Mais son histoire ne s'arrête pas là.
And there's actually one thing comes to mind, especially in relation to what we discussed this morning, to the five indriyas, the five spiritual faculties.
Et une chose en particulier me vient à l'esprit, surtout en référence aux facultés dont on a parlé ce matin, les cinq indriyas.
When the Buddha was awakened under the what came to be known as the Bodhi tree, the famous Bodhi tree in Bodh Gaya.
Quand le Bouddha a atteint l'éveil sous l'arbre Bodhi.
It said that he continues to sit for 7 days under different trees. First 7 days under the Bodhi tree.
Il a continué à s'asseoir pendant 7 jours sous différents arbres. Donc il est resté 7 jours assis en méditation sous le Bodhi tree.
And I have the suspicion that the number 7 is a kind of mythical number.
Je crois bien que le chiffre 7 est un peu un chiffre mythique.
But anyway, all the other trees are mentioned, and the next tree he sat under, the second was under the banyan tree of the goat's herd.
Puis après ça, il s'est assis pendant 7 jours sous l'arbre banyan de
goat's herd.
C'est
goat's or chèvre, hein?
J'oublie la langue, excusez-moi. La personne qui s'occupe des chèvres.
Le berger.
Okay. And then after 7 days sitting there, he moved on to the Muchalinda tree, which is called Muchalinda tree, which is actually where a big serpent lived. And you might have seen these Buddha images, the Buddha statues, where the Buddha is sitting and there's this big hood of a snake above him. Have you seen that before? That's Muchalinda.
Et donc après ça, il s'est assis pendant 7 jours sous un Muchalinda tree, donc arbre Muchalinda, où vivait un énorme serpent.
And Muchalinda must have manifested it himself or herself. I don't know what gender Muchalinda was, but that's not of importance. When there was a big storm coming up, suddenly, and a big wind and rain, terrible rainstorm, and then he kind of manifested and put his hood above the Buddha to protect him against the elements of the storm.
Et Muchalinda, qui est en fait le serpent, il a protégé le Bouddha pendant qu'il était en méditation durant un terrible orage. Il s'est mis par-dessus le Bouddha et l'a protégé de la pluie et de l'orage.
But the Buddha only stayed there for 7 days, then he moved on. I forgot the names of the other trees. There was another goat's herd tree and banyan tree and so forth. But then at the end, after in the story, which is in the Samyutta collection, it said that the Buddha contemplated something, which is actually in relation to the theme we had this morning.
Donc après cela, le Bouddha s'est assis sous d'autres arbres. Et puis vers la fin, il a contemplé quelque chose qui a un rapport avec ce dont on a parlé ce matin. L'histoire est dans la collection des Samyutta Sutta.
So he actually recollected the five spiritual faculties, he said. So could it be that it's because of me maintaining and developing and encourage these five spiritual faculties that I realized the deathless. I don't think it was a doubt he was having, he was just kind of contemplating this. Because Buddhas are beyond doubt, obviously.
Et donc, en fait, il a contemplé ces cinq facultés. Et il s'est posé la question, est-ce que c'est parce que j'ai encouragé que j'ai développé ces facultés en moi-même, que j'ai atteint l'éveil. Ce n'était pas pour lui, ce n'était pas un doute, parce que le Bouddha n'a plus de doute, mais c'était une question qu'il s'est posée.
And then usually when Buddhas have thoughts, there are other beings listening in.
Et normalement, quand le Bouddha a une pensée, il y a d'autres êtres qui sont en train de l'écouter.
It was that was before we had these kind of devices where people were spying on us, you know, clever devices. They just used their minds.
C'était avant qu'on ait des appareils qui puissent enregistrer tout ce dont on parlait.
So it was actually a heavenly being called Brahma Sahampati.
C'était un être céleste qui s'appelle Brahma Sahampati.
And Brahma Sahampati heard what the or listened and got to know what the Buddha was thinking, and he said, yes, I can confirm that. I can confirm by maintaining and developing the five spiritual faculties, this path merges into the deathless.
Et donc, Brahma Sahampati l'écoutait ses pensées, et il a dit, oui, je peux confirmer que c'est en développant ces cinq facultés spirituelles que tout se rejoint dans la non-mort.
And then he remembered that in a previous life, at the time of a previous Buddha, of the Buddha Kassapa, he was a monk and he practiced those spiritual faculties.
Brahma Sahampati was the monk?
He was the monk, yes.
Et puis,
Devatas, heavenly beings, were monks before.
Et donc le Brahma Sarampati, il s'est rappelé une vie antérieure où il avait été moine et il avait développé ses cinq facultés spirituelles.
And using these spiritual faculties, he said that he completely went beyond attachment to sensuality, completely abandoned sensuality, it was gone.
Et donc en cultivant ces cinq facultés spirituelles, il est allé au-delà de tous les attachements sensuels.
But that doesn't mean, of course, that he was awakened, because otherwise he wouldn't end up in heaven.
Mais ça ne veut pas dire qu'il est devenu éveillé, puisqu'il il est devenu un être céleste.
But when he died as a monk, then he was reborn in that heavenly realm, and he was known to be this Devata, Brahma Sarampati.
Mais quand il sa vie en tant que moine a fini, quand il est mort,
reborn. Is that difficult in French?
Il est rené dans cette demeure céleste et il était connu comme le Brahma Sarampati.
And then again he had this understanding that by having developed and maintained the spiritual faculty in his life as a monk, that's why he was in the situation he found himself in as a deity.
Et donc il avait ce souvenir que c'est à cause d'avoir développé ces cinq facultés spirituelles qu'il était alors devenu un être céleste.
And what's actually also interesting in that context is that Brahma Sarampati was also responsible for the fact that we have actually received the teachings of the Buddha, I would say.
Et ce qui est aussi intéressant, c'est que le Brahma Sarampati est celui qui est responsable du fait qu'on puisse encore entendre les enseignements, qu'on les ait reçus.
Because when the Buddha was sitting on one of these trees, I don't remember exactly which one, he was having another thought.
Parce que pendant qu'il méditait sous un des arbres après son éveil, le Bouddha a eu une autre pensée.
And he thought, this is so wonderful, this is so sublime, so blissful. But it's also so profound and so subtle. I wonder if anybody really would be able to understand this. So I might just as well sit here and enjoy the bliss of my awakening.
Et donc la pensée était que il s'est dit, ceci est tellement merveilleux, tellement sublime, tellement subtil. Est-ce que vraiment il y aurait quelqu'un qui pourrait le comprendre? Est-ce que ce ne serait pas mieux de simplement rester sous mon arbre et prendre plaisir à ce que j'ai découvert?
But Brahma Sarampati again listened in.
Brahma Sarampati était à l'écoute.
And manifested, came down from heaven, manifested right in front of the Buddha, respectfully addressed him.
Et il s'est manifesté juste devant le Bouddha. Il a adressé la parole.
And said to him, could you not please, for the benefit of the manifold, for the benefit of suffering beings, couldn't you please the Dhamma, out of compassion for them?
Et il a imploré pour le bien-être de tous les êtres, d'enseigner.
And that gave the Buddha a little wobble. I mean, if Buddhas wobble, I don't know exactly, but a mental wobble.
Donc, le Bouddha a dû considérer.
So he reconsidered his previous thought of nobody would understand this.
Et donc il a changé d'avis, il a pensé que peut-être quelqu'un pourrait le comprendre.
And then, of course, he remembered that he had some spiritual teachers when he was still searching for the path.
Et il s'est rappelé de ses maîtres spirituels, de quand il d'avance la période de son éveil.
Those two teachers, they taught him very refined states of meditation. Sounds very much like the jhanic meditations he was taught by them.
Et ces deux maîtres lui avaient appris probablement des méditations, concentration, les jhanas.
And he was still, he was still Siddhartha then. He very quickly surpassed them, you know, very quickly learned the technique, and within no time he was even achieving much more refined states than they did.
Donc, à l'époque, le Bouddha n'était que Siddhartha, mais il était très doué pour la méditation et avait très rapidement dépassé le niveau de ses maîtres.
So they both suggested to him that, well, you are much, much more developed and advanced than we are. Why don't you take over our whole group of disciples? And all these two teachers, they had both a group of 500 disciples. I think the number 500 is also not to be taken literally. It just means a lot of disciples.
Et chacun de ses maîtres lui avait proposé au Bouddha de reprendre leur groupe de disciples, puisqu'il était tellement avancé. Et ils avaient tous les deux un groupe de 500 disciples, qui est aussi un numéro, ils ont un nombre mythologique, ça veut dire beaucoup de disciples.
But the Buddha, he smelled the rotten egg there. If I may say so.
Mais le Bouddha a eu des doutes, ça lui semblait.
And the rotten egg, you know, to put it in different words, is of course, the Buddha did not have any ambitions to be a great spiritual teacher or a leader of many disciples and be very recognized, have a super duper reputation and be a venerated and honored teacher. That was not what he was up to. Siddhartha, I should say, he wasn't, as I said, the Buddha yet.
Et donc le piège était qu'il n'avait aucune ambition à devenir un maître renommé, quelqu'un qui était connu comme un chef ou avec beaucoup de disciples et qui était suivi et écouté.
As we can see nowadays in the spiritual world, many people are very quick to put themselves up as spiritual teachers, like sitting on a throne, on a high seat, like I do. But I was invited, I should say.
C'est très attirant pour beaucoup de gens de devenir un grand maître spirituel, d'être assis sur un trône, un peu comme moi. Mais j'ai été invitée.
And so the Buddha had to move on. And then in his mind, he remembered that after that he went into this hard asceticism. And he had a few friends, five friends, with whom he practiced very extreme asceticism, self-mortification, that's actually the term in English, what he practiced with his five friends.
Donc, après ces deux maîtres, le Bouddha avait pratiqué des renonciations très extrêmes, des mortifications, et il avait eu cinq amis.
As I said, Siddhartha was not interested in becoming a renowned teacher. He was oriented towards awakening, liberation.
Et comme je l'ai dit, Siddhartha n'avait aucun intérêt à devenir un célèbre comme un maître. Il voulait vraiment trouver la voie de la libération.
And a very common understanding at the time of Siddhartha was that the body, our body, is responsible for our suffering, entirely the body. So if you overcome the attachment to the body, you will be free.
Donc une idée très répandue à l'époque du Bouddha, c'est que le, le corps est entièrement responsable pour la souffrance. Et donc, si on arrête tout l'attachement au corps, alors on est libre.
And so, of course, the thinking was if we are able to endure hardships, even inflict pain on ourselves, then that will be the path to overcome attachment to the body.
Donc, l'idée était alors que si on peut endurer des épreuves assez extrêmes, même des douleurs, alors on va pouvoir y arriver.
But fortunately for us, the Buddha realized at one point that this is a cul-de-sac. It's a painful cul-de-sac. You run against with your head against a brick wall. We would say nowadays.
Le Bouddha s'est rendu compte que ça ne mène nulle part. Que ça fait mal et ça ne mène nulle part.
And so then he took what was called the middle way. You know, he took some food again. He didn't. When he didn't go any longer into austerities, and then he realized liberation.
Et donc, après avoir réalisé ça, le Bouddha s'est arrêté, il a mangé un peu, et il a découvert ce qu'on appelle la voie du milieu.
But then, to return to the Bodhi tree, he remembered that time, and he remembered those five friends, and he remembered, well, they're obviously doing a path which doesn't really lead to liberation, but they were certainly committed to the idea of liberation. They certainly wanted to achieve liberation. So they might be able to understand the profundity of what I have realized.
Et donc le Bouddha s'est rappelé de ses cinq amis. Et il s'est dit, mais peut-être que leur pratique ne mène pas à l'éveil, mais ils sont certainement intéressés. Ils voudraient bien et
that they would be able to understand, you know, because of their commitment to liberation.
Et ils pourraient arriver à comprendre ce qu'ils.
So he scanned with his psychic powers. He scanned the subcontinent, the Indian subcontinent. And of course, he knew where they were. Et again, he didn't have a tracking device within his pocket. So, not necessary in those days.
Et donc, avec ses pouvoirs psychiques, le Bouddha a regardé, il a vu où ils étaient.
And he saw that his five friends were up in Sarnath, near Varanasi, or Benares at the time, in the deer park, still practicing hard, extremely hard.
Il a vu que ses amis étaient à Varanasi, dans le parc des cerfs, et qu'ils étaient toujours en train de pratiquer, très... extrême.
Yeah, so he decided, I'm going to see them out. I'm going to meet them, and I will tell them what I have seen, what I have realized.
Il a décidé d'aller les rencontrer et de leur expliquer ce qu'il avait compris, ce qu'il avait réalisé.
So Brahmasambhati actually gently twisted his arm to teach, not just sit in bliss to the end of his lifetime, but actually to start. That was the beginning of the Buddha's teaching career, we would say.
Et donc dans l'histoire, c'est le quand le Brahma Sahampati a convaincu le Bouddha d'enseigner, c'est le début de toute cette période d'enseignement.
So the Buddha walked all the way from Bodh Gaya to Varanasi to Sarnath, and actually his very first teaching was a bit of a disaster. He gave a teaching en route whilst he was on the way.
Donc, le Bouddha est parti à pied de Bodh Gaya vers Varanasi, vers Sarnath, Et en route, il a donné un enseignement qui a été plutôt désastreux.
A very short enseignement.
Un enseignement très court.
Because he met a, there was someone, a wandering ascetic or monk from another group. There were lots of different groups of practitioners around in those days in India, as they are today still.
Il a rencontré un pratiquant d'une autre tradition, un ascète. À l'époque, il y avait beaucoup de groupes d'ascètes différents, comme maintenant.
And he saw the Buddha coming from a distance, and he was very impressed by the radiance, the aura of the Buddha.
Et donc cet homme a vu le Bouddha à l'horizon, et il a été très impressionné par sa physionomie, par son apparence.
So then when they met, he actually addressed the Buddha and said, could I ask you a question? Your appearance, your radiance, your aura maybe is so impressive. I'm really impressed and inspired. Who's your teacher? Who's been responsible for this result?
Et quand ils se sont rencontrés, l'ascète lui a demandé, mais comment se fait-il que tu es si radieux, si clair, si impressionnant? Quel est ton maître?
And then the Buddha had to honestly reply, well, I didn't have a teacher. I'm someone who has realized full awakening out of my own efforts. I am a completely self-enlightened Buddha, a Sammasambuddha, as it's called in Pali, a self-enlightened Buddha.
Et le Bouddha a dû lui répondre, je n'ai pas de maître, je suis réalisé par moi-même. Je suis Sammasambuddha, c'est-à-dire le réalisé de par lui-même.
And this ascetic was a bit stunned by that. He just looked at him and shook his head, walked away and said, well, good for you, guy. Okay, walked away.
L'ascète l'a simplement regardé un peu de travers et s'en est allé en lui disant, bon, ben...
So I guess they must have sent the Buddha thinking about changing his didactics a little bit. He didn't have didactics yet, but he definitely, then when he arrived in Sarnath, approached the whole thing very differently.
Donc, sans doute ça a donné un peu à réfléchir au Bouddha. Peut-être son approche n'était pas la bonne. Certainement, une fois qu'il est arrivé à Sarnath, il a enseigné d'une façon très différente.
And also because initially his five friends, they reacted very differently than this... lone ascetic. They thought, oh, there he comes, this weak link, you know, his soft guy. Let's ignore him. We don't want to have anything to do. He's off the straight path. He's not on the path to awakening.
Donc, et ses anciens compagnons ont réagi d'une façon très différente quand ils l'ont vu. Ils ont pensé tout de suite, lui, il ne pratique plus de la bonne façon. Il ne vaut plus la peine de l'écouter.
Yeah, he's a wimp, you know, he went off the path. So let's ignore him.
Il est mou. On va pas y faire attention.
But then when the Buddha came closer, they were obviously similarly impressed by his appearance, by his presence also. So then they almost automatically, they went to a mode of preparing him a seat and so forth, and did all the politenesses and niceties which monks do to each other.
Mais eux aussi, une fois qu'ils l'ont vu, ils ont été vraiment impressionnés par son apparence, par sa présence. Et malgré eux, ils ont préparé un siège et fait tous les gestes de politesse et de bienvenue qui sont la norme entre les moines.
And then the Buddha, without much delay, he started to give his first discourse, the very first discourse.
Et puis le Bouddha a enseigné ce qui est connu comme son premier enseignement.
He didn't even ask for an invitation, or didn't wait for an invitation.
Il n'a même pas attendu d'être invité.
I guess you thought, well, Brahma Sahampati invited me, so there's the invitation, so I can teach.
Peut-être penser, ben, le Brahma Sahampati m'a invité, donc voilà, j'ai l'invitation, je peux enseigner.
And so the first discourse of the Buddha is called the Turning the Wheel of Dhamma, Dhamma Chakka Pavattana Sutta.
Et ce premier discours s'appelle Dhamma Pavattana Chakka Sutta, c'est le premier tour de la roue du Dhamma.
And the essence of it is, of course, the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Paths.
Et disons, le cœur de ce discours, c'est les quatre nobles vérités et le noble sentier octuple.
So that would go a little bit far tonight. I'm trying to be also very aware of the time to go into the details on the Four Noble Truths and Eightfold Path. I mean, each aspect is a kind of a theme for in itself.
Donc, parler en détail des quatre nobles vérités et du sentier noble, ça prendrait trop de temps.
And we touched upon aspects of it during these 5 days already.
Et on en a un peu parlé durant la retraite déjà.
But then the interesting thing is, at the end, after the Buddha had finished his discourse, then there was, and that's also again one. To take that maybe as a mythological fact, there was a great shaking happening, a great earth shaking happening.
Mais à la fin de
ce thundering as well.
À la fin du discours, il y a et peut-être de nouveau c'est mythologique, mais il y a eu un grand tremblement et du tonnerre.
But that trembling and this thundering only happened after. The Buddha realized that one of his five friends, the Venerable Kondanyo, for him the eye of the Dhamma has opened.
Et donc ce tremblement et ce tonnerre a eu lieu une fois que le Bouddha s'est rendu compte qu'un de ses disciples avait compris le Dhamma.
So the Buddha, of course, could sense that Kondanyo entered the stream, what is called stream entry, the first level of awakening, just by listening to the discourse.
Donc, c'est le vénérable Kondanya qui avait, disons, son esprit avait été ouvert et il avait atteint ce qu'on appelle l'entrée dans le courant.
That happened actually very often in those days, that people just by listening, they kind of went through various stages of awakening.
Et comme le vénérable Kondanya avait atteint cela juste en écoutant un discours, c'était assez commun que les gens entraient dans le courant juste en écoutant un discours.
And just as I said yesterday, probably, of course, these beings have made some preparations, some preparatory work, or they have some kamma, which kind of primed them for and made them ready, just like the fruit at one point is ready to fall from the tree, they were ready to have the eye of the Dhamma to be opened.
Donc, il faut bien penser que ceux à qui cela arrivait avaient quand même fait un travail avant. Donc, ils avaient un kamma qui faisait qu'ils étaient prêts, qu'ils étaient mûrs.
And so, then the Buddha was actually quite an enthusiastic exclamation. He said, well, how amazing, the Venerable Kondanya, Anya Kondanya, he gave him at the same time a new name, Anya Kondanya. Anya means the one who knows, means knowledge. Anya Kondanya has understood. Anya Kondanya is someone who has entered the path of awakening.
Et donc, il y a cette exclamation qui est faite par le Bouddha. Que Kondanyo a compris et il lui donne un nouveau nom, Anya Kondanya, c'est-à-dire celui qui a compris.
And then this earth shaking and trembling and thundering was happening, not only on earth, but it went right up to the highest heavens.
Et puis il y a eu ce tremblement de terre, le tonnerre qui est allé jusque dans les plus hautes demeures célestes.
There was resonance from the heavens that they've heard it, they've acknowledge this.
Et les devas dans ces demeures célestes.
So was a celestial celebration happening. A party. A party up in the heavens. True mudita, the joy of this occurrence.
Donc la nouvelle est montée et tous les devas ont célébré le fait que c'était arrivé.
So that was the end of the first discourse, ending the culmination of everybody rejoicing in this occurrence and in the message, the new message, that it's possible to wake up out of ignorance, out of conceit, out of personality view, out of skeptical doubt, etc. In fact, and the first level of awakening is generally termed to go beyond three things.
Et donc cette nouvelle que c'était le discours finit là, mais cette nouvelle qu'il est possible d'être libéré de l'égoïsme, libéré de la vue de soi, de la personnalité, du doute sceptique.
And so yes, and it connects quite well what you said, because Anya Kondanya, this first level of awakening, is not anymore believing in an autonomous personality, ego identity.
Et donc
the personality belief has been looked through.
Donc c'est entrer dans le courant, veut dire en partie qu'on n'a plus cette vue d'avoir de personnalité, qu'on est allé au-delà de cette vue de la personnalité.
With the understanding there is no autonomous independent entity somewhere in us, here or up here or even above us. That's not according with reality.
Donc on comprend qu'il n'y a pas d'entité séparée, permanente, qui existe, que cela ne correspond pas à la réalité.
And the second one is to go beyond skeptical doubt. So it's the doubt that the teachings are working, the teachings can be implemented and can be realized, that has been overcome, for example. And of course all the doubts in relation to our practice, which I've been hearing in the last 2 days, a lot of people were experiencing doubt. That's all finished. No more doubt. Complete conviction.
Et donc
in the path.
Le second aspect d'entrer dans le courant, c'est vraiment qu'il n'y a plus de doute. Le doute sceptique est complètement éliminé. On a complètement confiance. Donc c'est le doute par rapport aux enseignements, mais aussi le doute par rapport à la pratique, toutes les choses dont on pense qu'on ne peut pas y arriver, dont vous avez parlé durant la retraite, par exemple.
So this spiritual faculty of sadha, which was mentioned this morning, and the third aspect, the confidence, is absolutely unshakable. The confidence, yes, this is the path.
Donc, cette faculté spirituelle de sadha, cette confiance, cette sûreté, vraiment devient complètement inébranlable.
And then the third aspect, and which Anya Kondanya went beyond, is called, it's a kind of bit of a long word, sila bhatta paramasa.
Donc le troisième aspect que le Vénérable Kondanya a complètement dépassé, c'est un mot un peu compliqué, c'est sila bhatta paramasa.
And interesting, if it's very often translated with attachment to rites and rituals.
Donc c'est souvent traduit comme étant un attachement aux rites et aux rituels.
But it's, I would suggest, it's not quite precise and it's not quite enough to see it in this way.
Je dirais que ce n'est pas entièrement précis, et ça ne va pas forcément assez loin.
Because it contains the word sila, and sila is ethics, so the attachment to ethics or morality as alone being an agent to purify the heart, to purify the mind, that is that belief has been overcome.
Et donc le premier mot c'est sila, donc c'est la conduite éthique, et donc l'attachement à la sila comme étant quelque chose qui peut complètement purifier le cœur est quelque chose qui a été dépassé.
So that of course doesn't mean that ethics doesn't have a place, that ethics has a very important place in the development on the path.
Et ça ne veut pas dire que la conduite éthique n'a pas de place, c'est une place très très importante sur le chemin.
But as Anya Kondanya obviously also has realized, the other path factors also have to be in place.
Mais comme Anya Kondanya a réalisé, les autres facteurs du chemin doivent être en place aussi.
And then there's the word vata. Vata is actually from vata, which means duty, literally translated as duty.
Et donc la seconde partie du mot est vata ou bata, qui veut dire les devoirs.
Maybe in the Indian context, because rites and rituals were very important at the Buddhist time, especially in the Brahmanic world. There were lots of rituals and rites performed.
Et donc dans le monde brahmanique où vivait le Bouddha, il y avait beaucoup de rites et de rituels qu'il fallait suivre.
But we would maybe, if we translate this into our modern context, also include social conventions, for example.
Mais dans un contexte moderne, cela pourrait peut-être inclure, ça inclut les conventions sociales, par exemple.
Or religious conventions as well, of course.
Ou les conventions religieuses.
So the attachment of that is released.
Et donc on va au-delà de l'attachement à ce genre de choses.
So that was the realization of Kondanya, the result of the first discourse of the Buddha, and which gave the Buddha then, of course, a huge confidence that the teaching can be conveyed.
Et donc c'était la réalisation de Anya Kondanya, et qui a aussi donné au Bouddha la conviction qu'il pouvait partager ce qu'il avait compris.
And so then he started his, in inverted commas, teaching career from then on.
Et donc il a commencé son parcours d'enseigner.
He started a monastic order,
il a commencé,
first of monks and then later of nuns.
Et il a commencé la sangha, la communauté monastique, d'abord les moines et puis ensuite les nonnes.
And for the duration of 45 years, he taught the monastics.
Et pendant 45 ans, il a enseigné les moines, les nonnes.
Untiringly. And then, of course, also the lay people who supported the monastic order.
Il a enseigné sans relâche, et aussi les laïcs qui soutenaient la sangha.
And late at night, when everybody was asleep, the heavenly beings came. He even taught them.
Et puis durant la nuit, quand tout le monde dormait, les êtres célestes venaient aussi.
So he was quite busy.
Il travaillait beaucoup.
But not stressed.
Pas stressé.
And the four friends of Anya Kondanya.
The other four.
The four ascetics remaining. There were five.
There were five, yes.
And the four.
Yeah, they took him a bit longer, but they also on a good path. I don't remember the details, but they were good guys too.
Ça leur a pris un peu plus longtemps, mais les quatre autres ascètes, les amis du Bouddha, sont aussi devenus des arahants.
Yeah, I forgot. One is Asajio. I forgot the other names. So I think I'll stop here for tonight, just as a kind of a bit of storytelling, and I hope this resonates. When, you know, when we get going into a little bit of to mythological images and so forth, another part in ourselves responds or resonates with that, and that's it's a good thing. I think these things still have value. Sometimes, in especially in Theravada, but not only in Theravada Buddhism, the Dharma can come across as very heady, very academic even, or entirely academic.
Donc, je vais m'arrêter là, mais j'ai partagé cette histoire parce que souvent on est touché par des histoires d'une façon un peu différente. On résonne avec ce genre de mythologie. Et surtout le Theravada a la réputation d'être quand même assez, assez académique.
Well, maybe, of course, I'm speaking of experience in the Germanic world. The history is that it's very, there's a big, great emphasis on, you know, academic study and so forth. There's even, you can even do a master's degree at the university in Hamburg in Buddhology. Yes,
true. C'est quelque chose qui est souvent aussi enseigné d'une façon très académique, donc dans le monde germanique. C'est possible de faire un master en bouddhologie.
But they don't claim, of course, that this leads to awakening. They don't do false claims. They just give you a lot of information.
Ils ne disent pas que cela mène à l'éveil, mais on reçoit énormément d'informations.
But when we hear these stories, you know, in the mythological realm, it kind of blows our mind, doesn't it?
Mais quand on entend ces histoires, disons, ces mythes,
because the average person, the average Westerner, usually doesn't have experiences of heavenly realms and of mythical naga snakes and so forth. He's never met Mara in person.
En général, nous, on n'y croit pas trop aux êtres célestes. On n'en a pas rencontré. On n'a pas rencontré les nagas, les serpents mythiques.
But we have had heavenly experiences, haven't we? We've had blissful experiences where we felt elevated by a wonderful occurrence in our lives.
Mais on a eu des expériences merveilleuses. Et on a eu des expériences où on se sentit vraiment...
When people fall in love, they feel like they're floating up in heaven.
Quand on tombe amoureux, on a l'impression qu'on flotte dans au paradis.
And when they fall out of love, they're floating down from heaven.
Et quand on n'est plus amoureux, on tombe des nues.
So that's how it goes, isn't it? But we can relate to that. Heavenly states are certainly, you know, if I'm using these words, are certainly something we experience. And usually the experience of that is very personally, that's very short-lived, isn't it? They're very short in terms of time. We'd like to have them longer than they actually last.
On fait l'expérience de ces états célestes, mais malheureusement, elles sont très courtes.
But in fact, they might be exactly the time, if you put out the clock, exactly the same time as a completely different experience, like having a visit from Mara, tossing us into aversion or fear or anxiety.
Mais elles sont peut-être... exactement la même longueur que d'autres expériences, comme avoir la visite de Mara, qui nous met dans un état d'anxiété.
So the same time span when Mara is visited is extremely long, because we want this to end. We can't bear another moment of this anxiety, or fear, or aversion.
Mais cette expérience de la visite de Mara nous semble très très longue. On n'a vraiment pas envie d'avoir cette aversion, de cette anxiété.
And the same hour, say, if it's an hour of bliss, of beautiful bliss, it's just like a snap of a finger.
mais une heure
on a felt sense level.
Une heure de merveilleux nous semble vraiment passer tellement vite.
So, it's an indication that we go beyond the blissful experiences also, not just the difficult ones, the painful experiences which this world has on offer.
C'est une indication que nous allons au-delà des expériences merveilleuses.
We transcend them. The only way to transcend them is through wisdom, through insight.
Nous allons au-delà des expériences merveilleuses et des expériences qui sont désagréables. Et la seule façon d'aller au-delà de ces expériences est à travers la sagesse.
And I guess that's why we've been sitting here for these 5 days.
Et c'est pour ça que nous avons été assis ici pendant ces 5 jours.
So with that, I close for tonight. So, méditation en marche.
Méditation.